This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You know, 15 years ago, I was called a kook for reading MIT documents that were public on air about them already testing brain chips on troops to augment activity but also treat PTSD, you name it. I was called an insane person. Even when I had family that said they were being microchipped with tracker chips and special forces, but that I couldn't say the name, people said it wasn't true. Now that's all admitted. The military is building brain chips to treat PTSD. That's from Defense One. We can punch up my computer and folks can see that for themselves. Here's another one. Biden challenges graduating Air Force Academy cadets to create a new world order. When they say new world order, they mean a global corporate military. As the cadets smoke cigars, I'm prepared to have their whole world destroyed by the global technocrats. Unbelievable. Let's go to your phone calls. Oh, I'm sorry. We have the clip of Biden. Why should I just read you the headline out of a Stars and Stripes when I can play you the clip? Because the New York Times will say this clip doesn't exist if we don't play the clip. Here it is.
I believe we, and particularly you, your class, has an incredible window of opportunity to lead in shaping a new world order for the 21st century.
Out of these troubled times,
in a way consistent,
a new world order
with American
will emerge.
Interest and the common interest.
Oh, yeah, the common interest you care
Think
about.
Think of the possibilities.
Yes, panels, you know.
For the first time in history.
That's enough of him.
The Western Hemisphere.
Let's talk to Damien in Indiana. You're on the air. Thank you for holding.
Hi. First of all, you got great taste in music from Rage Against the Machine to Jimmy Dean. I thought that was pretty good. And I feel like I've got about 45 minutes worth of stuff to talk to you about, but I do want to say that you're giving the right advice for older adults to stay active. That's the field I'm in. I'm a PhD in that area. Been working with older adults for 14 years. And
it's not that I'm giving good advice. You know, all the studies show it, and crabby people that have a bad attitude, your body just shuts off and you die. And that's what the new study says.
Exactly. I'm also a member of Mensa, and I know you had a kind of a kook caller about 2 months ago or 2 weeks ago. But here I'll prove it. Your globe at the beginning of the segment or at the beginning of your show spins the wrong direction.
I've noticed that myself, and we kind of like that.
Okay. But I'm a relatively new listener, about a year or so that I've been listening, and I wanted to know if you could review how the globalists started with this whole idea. What was their, I mean, you'd have to guess at what they were thinking, but what?
Oh, they've told us. I mean, they've written a lot of books on it. David Rockefeller wrote one, Memoirs, in 2004. They took the ideas of Plato and then of other empires that came after, the Greek Empire. And they see us as animals, and they just use systems of social control and augmented them and expanded on them to make them more sophisticated. And they've just decided it's easier to be evil and not care about people and to teach us to be immoral. And they've just given in to what's easy. They are trying to extinct what they call morals because they believe they're beyond good and evil, and that it's social Darwinism, and that it's their right to do anything they want, because the fact that they're dominant proves in the scheme of evolution that they should be in full control. And so Plato said exterminate the underclasses, and that's what they want to do. But first they have to dumb us down, make us poor, and prove we're scum before they can kill us. And so that's what's happening right now.
Now, do you feel we have a certain window here? Because I think in two more generations, we're going to have a complete zombie population.
No, I've had elites that say, you should join us. That was a while back. I think the window's closed for me to ever do that. These people don't want your help, and you're wrong, and we're right, and the public wants to die. We tell them we're killing them, and they want it. And so, Alex, the fact that we're in control shows we should be in control.
I just don't know why they don't just spray us with Agent Orange and get the whole thing over with.
Well, they will. If we keep not noticing, they'll move on to more direct assaults. And you notice they're turning stuff up now because they've gotten away with it. So, yep, they want to put in a planetary government, and then they're going to kill most people with a bioweapon, probably. All right, I'm out of time. Sorry, the other callers.
I don't know what it is. Ralph just won't pay any attention to me. When he comes home from work, all he ever does is play video games and go to sleep. It's like I don't even exist.
Oh, Betty, that's just awful.
Does this seem familiar? If the answer to this question is yes, then listen carefully. Toxic pesticides, GMO foods and additives, BPA plastics, contaminated water supplies. Many of these toxic additives are deliberately engineered to attack and weaken human masculinity. It's part of the eugenics population control movement. Look it up. If men are more interested in online gaming than they are in their wives, a serious population crisis is soon to follow. Energize the man in your life with Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com. It's designed to aid the body in ways that help invigorate your natural systems without artificial testosterone, completely free of GMOs, harmful additives, gluten, and is made right here in the USA. Get your Super Male Vitality right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. We're here live, ladies and gentlemen, and we're live on this 29th day of May 2014 on this Thursday edition. Our reporters, Paul Joseph Watson, David Knight, Josh Owens, and others are on the ground in Copenhagen, Denmark for Bilderberg 2014. As the world discovers our overlords and our illegitimate rulers. They want us to stay focused on the puppets, the front men. But we're going to spotlight the real power behind the throne, the man behind the curtain, the men behind the curtain, the women behind the curtain, that are eugenicist, globalist, anti-human garbage, who are the progenitors, the creators of people like the Nazis and modern communism as we know it. They are the old oligarchs, the robber barons, the great-grandchildren of the robber barons and the British and Dutch and German royalty and the Rothschilds. They are the power elite. and they see you and I as total scum animals who have no rights and are here to be usurped by them. And now our labor's cheap. In fact, it's worthless. They've got robots. They've got computers. They say they're done with us. And now they're just busy slowing the economy, turning off the economy to get control of us politically, to domesticate us for the orderly reclamation or spiking, the wrecking, the demolition of humanity as we know it. Every statistic shows it. Every number shows it. The system isn't failed. It's designed to implode. But there's still good people in the system. They're still part of the old system that wasn't perfect, but is wonderful compared to this. And there's Renaissance new systems as well that are all in competition with each other. The globalists worldwide have control of central banking and the issuance of fractional reserve banking. For every euro, for every dollar, they are able to loan out under the old system $10. Under derivatives of the last 50 years and other paper frauds, they are able to loan out thousands of times per dollar what they have. And then they hope you go bankrupt because then they get your real assets. They get you. They get your soul. Because we're sold out to money, and to them, it's literally nothing but garbage that they create out of nothing. In fact, there was an article on Monday I meant to cover that was so chilling. Will you guys reprint it for me? It was a headline. It was also in the Jerusalem Post, but I think the one I had was from, I think it was Zero Hedge. It was Israel to become first cashless nation. And then I was reading through the article. There's nothing more hellish for control than cashless. Oh, it's very convenient. It's very easy. Oh, you just have it on your key fob. You don't have to keep track of it. The problem is they're going to put fines and fees and regulations on it. It's going to kill the underground markets, and it's going to create a nightmare system of absolute total control. In fact, I found the headline. There it is, Zero Hedge. Government plan would transform Israel into the world's first cashless society. And they're selling it like it's a wonderful thing. It could not be more hellish. That's why more and more I'm getting cash to pay for dinners. I'm getting cash to pay for bonuses. I mean, we ended up taking it out of the bank post-IRS tax, the private Federal Reserve. So the tax is even paid on it. But I'm paying people in cash in some cases so that we can keep cash alive. Because cash is already digital. The new U.S. money has tracker numbers on it, and it's got RFID they can read from a distance. But the elite themselves, rich families and others, are hoarding gold and cash. It is so important to keep cash, ladies and gentlemen, because it allows the globalists that run the narcotics and all the corrupt operations to exempt themselves in the digital systems. I'm sure you've noticed that you never see the big banks getting busted for publicly laundering trillions in drug money every year, or owning the drug aircraft, as Wells Fargo has been caught doing with Wachovia, because they're literally above the law. So no amount of cashless society, know your customer garbage, is there to keep us safe or stop terrorism. It's there to selectively shut down our society and then totally destroy their competition, because only, again, the globalists will be exempt. You won't be exempt, so you can't exempt yourself and go to the black market or the underground economy that keeps authoritarian societies going. And by that, it doesn't keep the authoritarians going. It keeps people in an authoritarian society from being completely destroyed. When you have a lawless criminal government, it becomes a duty to not follow the criminal laws. It becomes a duty to not pay the taxes. It becomes a duty to not comply. And I've never really said, you know, don't pay the taxes. But when it comes to Obamacare, it's now time to not do it. It's a death panel. It's an abortion funding system. It's an infanticide eugenic system. It's kill grandma system on record. It's don't give cancer patients treatment. That's NBC News today. Look at this headline. Children as young as five labeled suspicious by Florida police as they put them in databases. That's out of Fusion.net, one of the big police sites. I mean, this country is just a total joke. What about listening to globalists as suspicious? What about listening powerful elites as suspicious? Oh, they don't exist, remember? Remember? There's no secret elites meeting with government officials to set policy. Oops, we exposed it. We've gotten the documents time and time again. Now Bilderberg admits they exist, that they're more powerful than Davos, that they are setting policy, and they've told that to major German newspapers, and you can just put it in a pipe and smoke it. They don't care. Really what they're doing is acting like they don't care and acting like they're powerful and untouchable because they're totally scared. They are running scared. And I have the stack of Bilderberg news here in front of me. Let me just read these headlines ahead of David Knight joining us. We caught video of General Petraeus going for a jog at Bilderberg 2014 on the waterfront they have completely fenced off. General Petraeus, CIA head and former General Petraeus, was seen exiting the Marriott Hotel and jogging down the street being chased by InfoWars reporters. And again, our guys confirmed it was Petraeus. It was in the Bilderberg area. It's hard to pick up on the camera, but if you blow it up, you can see that it's Petraeus. Continuing, we have a photo gallery at InfoWars.com of people being arrested and other such things at Bilderberg. 2014, protesters being arrested. The police aren't messing with you unless you cause a disturbance. And they had some provocateur getting in our reporters' faces, and they got drug off. There's photos of that and a lot more. And then putting up weird black film on the window so you can't even see in. Oh, well, there's nothing being hidden, though. It doesn't exist. The New York Times said that I literally, you know, said it was imaginary in 2008. Again, mainstream media is beginning to cover Bilderberg. CNBC has the headline, Bilderberg Conference, Spy CEOs and Politicians Gather. London Independent asks, is it a conspiracy that they're involved in inside? Oh, from us being conspiracy theorists to, is it a criminal conspiracy? London Evening Standard, Ed Steers clear of Bilderberg Group. We've got other reports, Bilderberg at 60, inside the world's most secretive conference. That's the London Guardian. And we have all that big exclusive live feeds and more at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But here is the specific article. If you're watching us on television, out of The Guardian, that's a big report by Charlie Skelton. Bilderberg at 60, inside the world's most secretive conference. So massive coverage now in the foreign dinosaur press, and now even some coverage in the controlled press here in the United States. So that is certainly some extremely positive news. Here's RT, the Russian news. NATO chief, former U.S. intelligence director among Bilderberg elite meeting right now. Zero Hedge is covering it as well. And we have to, again, thank DrudgeReport.com. Every year, there's not a lot of coverage until Drudge picks up the list from us and then picks up some of the other reports we put out. That's the pattern it follows. And then a day later, it's so embarrassing to the dinosaur media that even though they ignore it, everyone's seeing live video feeds. They're seeing videos. They're seeing photos. They're seeing Bilderberg security say, yes, we're Bilderberg. You can't come in. They're seeing people being arrested. So we show the emperor's butt naked with Drudge, report.com, InfoWars.com does. And then it forces the Berlin Wall, the electronic Berlin Wall, to collapse. Now, in huge, 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 huge news, we're going to cover this when we come back. There's a story out of the Washington Times that we have up on InfoWars.com. It's red linked on Drudge on the right hand side. Inside the ring, directive outlines Obama's plan to use the military against citizens. That's right. And it's a direct link to the memo in the article, and it says, including drones. So there it is, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to go over the document. We're going to go over the directive for you coming up in the next segment. It is a big deal. And I know for you it's old news, but now it's drones. Remember, just a few years ago, we were insane to say that drones would even operate, period, even though they were already spying on farmers and ranchers. In local news, we reported on it, and they had the national media and AP say that it did not exist. Just like Obamacare tax doesn't exist. Just like Hillary and Benghazi don't exist. Fast and Furious doesn't exist. Only thing that exists is what our government tells us. Do you understand?
Harvest Right is the world's first in-home freeze dryer. Freeze dry your own fruits, vegetables, meats, and full meals. With Harvest Right, you can prepare foods that last 25 years, preserving its freshness, nutrition, color, and taste. All your food can be freeze dried, so don't throw away your leftovers. Freeze dry them with this incredible in-home money-saving freeze dryer. Go to harvestright.com to see how the Harvest Right freeze dryer works. That's harvestright.com.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered Mother's Day flowers yet, visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. Her flowers are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's ProFlowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM1 Probiotic from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terraganics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terraganics.com. TerraGanix.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
General, what do you think about the FBI saying that there was a terror alert on Monday about a potential 4-foot situation?
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks, I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and put more homeland security by sticking their hands down on the fence on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
If you watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the info war to the next level.
That statement that strange days will destroy us. There's a new article out that if you are a pessimist, you are three times more likely to have dementia and basically get Alzheimer's. Being a cynic linked to triple risk of developing dementia, Finland study finds. That's in the Financial Times of London and the National Post as well. And the reason I start the segment with that information before I get into really bad news is I'm not being a pessimist and a defeatist. I'm admitting the bad in the world because I believe in good men and women standing up against it and changing it and making this a better world. I'm an optimist. People always say, man, you must be paranoid and scared. No, no, I challenge the corrupt and the evil. I have courage. I don't imagine people are after me. I know there's always been corrupt elites where they don't even think about other people and they just want total control. And I'm here saying, no, that's not the way this is going to be. We're going to admit there's a global elite that are tyrannical. We're going to admit there's an Agenda 21 to shut down our economy and consolidate it in the hands of a few that are exempt from the regulations. We're going to admit there's a move to militarize police and use the military against the American people, and they're deploying armored vehicles and tanks and helicopters and drones, and we're going to show the documents. And we're going to have a public debate about it, and we're going to say no to it. Where even if they try to stage a false flag and use the military against us, the military is going to be so awake, because we've been targeting them with the truth openly, that they're not going to go along with the narrative. That's called check. We're putting the globalists in check. Then it's their move next. And here's the article up at InfoWars.com. I've told Don Salazar, I've told Kurt Nemo, I've told Kit Daniels, I've told all of our writers that are here to cover this from their own angle, but to point to all our research and all of our documents. Because as good as this Bill Gertz article is, and it's excellent, and it's up at DrudgeReport.com, linked in red, Department of Defense Directive number 3225.18, just now declassified, December 29, 2010. Defense support for civil disturbances. Directive. Story's also up on InfoWars.com. We have it mirrored and archived. In fact, I don't usually take mainstream media or other media's stories whole hog. I just link to them. I want the whole article linked. Bill Gertz's article is so important, I want the whole thing mirrored. It's fair use. We can put a link to them. They don't care. I just want to... We should get Bill Gertz on about this if he wants to come on. This is a big deal. And this is everything we've been telling you. Because, again, I'm going to say this again. If we have a debate about this and then point out, oh, by the way, in the manuals, it's not just domestic war they're preparing for and civil unrest. It's with the Tea Party, returning veterans, gun owners, conservatives, libertarians. That's about half the country. This is treason. It's illegal. And if there's a debate about it, and the public learns the military is being prepared for war, and that the military is being prepared, the Tea Party is going to blow up federal buildings everywhere. Everyone, when Obama's handlers blow up a federal building, are going to say, who stands to gain from this? Let's investigate. See, if there's no debate, they can get away with this. I hammer this every week because if we don't hammer it, they're going to win. And by the way, if you don't start hammering it, folks, if enough people don't start hammering this, let me tell you why I'm ready to literally wash Bill Gertz's car, if you wanted me to. If we don't get more reporters covering this, I've studied this. This is the kind of thing they'd kill me over. Because they know the power of beating a drum. I do this constantly about the globalists. There's a global elite. They're tax exempt. They're the ones wanting your guns and to raise your taxes because they're exempt. Warren Buffett. Here's McClatchy newspaper. Here's AP. They're training for a military takeover and an implosion. They'll stage a false flag to blame on us when they do it. And they're afraid you're going to start going. Joining me. Four fist banging. We all start pointing our finger at them. You know, like the body snatchers point at humans and hiss? We should point at them and hiss. Because they're the people that are destroying humanity. Turn it back around on these body snatchers. We need to all point our finger and go, that's the one right there. They're the ones. They want to do all this in the dark? Ain't going to happen, bud. Got your big old blue butt hanging out over the edge. You New World Order blue bloods. So, it's good. This is getting out there. I need to become passe. I need to become overrated. I need to get off the vanguard, get off the tip of the spear. I mean, I have a duty to do it, but let me tell you, I can feel the danger. So please, join me at the tip of the spear. Please. Please, I'm selfish.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supplies worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in water, it's in bread, it's in toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll free 888-253-3139.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone
at 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
You are a programmable guy that goes and watches Olympus is Falling and believes all this and really thinks you're a hero. G.I. Joe, great American hero. Joe. You don't work for Joe. Joe got taken over. The G.I. Joe command base is run by
Cobra.
Do you understand that? And I use a child analogy to get through to you because that's your main programming template in North America. They're on record with that. That was all Pentagon directed. Do you understand? You work for Cobra. You dress like Cobra. You have the tactics of Cobra. You are Cobra. Hail Cobra. You want to be little boys? Or you want to really join the Republic?
They know what's going on at the Bundy Ranch, and they won't even let a police information officer give us any information. That's a bunch of bull.
It's all these stupid G.I. Joe movies and stuff where the White House is attacked. The White House is run by Cobra.
When I went through the process of becoming press secretary, one of the first things they told me was, you're not even to acknowledge the drone program. You're not even to discuss that it exists.
It's run by chaos. It's run by Spectre.
Special Executive for Counterintelligence, Terrorism, Revenge, Extortion.
They run little kids. They run the snuff films. They run the drugs. They run it all.
all. And because you act like a bunch of naive chumps, this whole thing's going to come down on us.
Very much concerns me, considering that they have all this bulk ammunition that they're shooting targets of children.
Would you like to tell me who it is that is doing this?
It is the Department of Homeland Security, sir.
Oh, thank you for calling.
To every police officer in this country, to every FBI agent, to every Secret Service agent, you work for Spectre. You work for Chaos. You work for Cobra. How do they get power? They stage a terror attack using Spectre, using Cobra.
Go f*** yourself.
Who is Cobra? Arms dealing, drug dealing, money laundering group wearing masks? They wear masks, ladies and gentlemen, because they're the corporate CEOs. And they're manipulating the governments against each other. Cobra runs the Muslims. Cobra runs the CIA. Cobra runs it all. Cobra is real. You can call it whatever you want. Cobra is in control of America. And Cobra says the veterans and the gun owners, they're saying that we're the bad guys.
These people who hold themselves out to be patriots are not. They're nothing more than domestic terrorists.
That's what Cobra would say. That's what Spectre would say. That's what Goldfinger would say. Because that's who those people are.
I am Supreme Cobra Commander. You call your petty bureaucrats, officials, and authorities, you will kneel before Cobra or face my wrath.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Thank you for joining us, Mr. Cobra Leader.
You pathetic little worm. How dare you call me Mr. Cobra? I am Cobra Leader. Cobra Commander to you, Jones.
All right. Who's doing the voice of Cobra Commander? He's really good.
Cobra.
I have friends and people that have actually seen those videos, and they go, there's no way that's really you, and I do Cobra for them, and they just can't believe it. How does that say that I can actually, maybe I'm Cobra? No, I don't think so. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on this Thursday edition. We have David Knight about to join us with live video feeds from Copenhagen, Denmark. We've blown Bilderberg 2014 wide open yet again. Now they're like, big deal having Bilderberg covered. Yeah, we kind of run things, global government. I mean, we always admitted that. Move along, nothing to see here. After they tried to move heaven and earth to not have a debate about this. Now, I want to go back to this article and then to David Knight. This is such a big deal by Bill Gertz. It's up on Infowars.com. In fact, I want to post the PDF on Infowars.com under the Bill Gertz article with screenshots. And as I said, post the whole Bill Gertz article from WashingtonTimes.com on Infowars.com. It's that important to mirror this document that they receive and have confirmed as the Department of Defense. Number 3025.18. And it's been updated in September of 2012, now released. And here's the article. Inside the Ring, directive outlines Obama's plan to use military against citizens. And they've got NORTHCOM. They're training for it constantly. It's in the training manual separately that we freak out about that they train. That's even in Forbes magazine. It's even in AP. For who? The Tea Party. The military doesn't train for the Russians or the Chinese. They train domestically. When they were building it, they claimed for Al-Qaeda, who the globalists publicly run and protect. And now they're segueing going, you know what? It's actually for gun owners and veterans. Yep. The troubling aspect of the directive, reading from Bill Gertz's article, outlines presidential authority for the use of military arms and forces, including unarmed drones in operations against domestic unrest. This appears to be the latest step. It doesn't appear, it is. But see, reporters want to be objective. It'd be like if Obama is eating a T-bone steak, he's eating a T-bone steak. If if the federal government, you know, is picking their nose, they're picking their nose. I mean, when they're doing this, they're doing it. Let's go back to the article. Thank you. This appears to be the latest step in the administration's decision to use force within the United States against the citizens to the defense official opposed the directive, speaking to Bill Gertz. And it goes in to say that they will use, to quell civil disturbances, drones under the emergency authority, military forces, armored vehicles, the full weight and power of the Department of Defense. Folks, this was going on under Clinton and continued under Bush, but was more covert. I mean, I made three films when Clinton was in office. Police State 2000, Police State 2, The Takeover, Police State 3, Total Enslavement, once Bush was in. And I made Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA in 2009. The Rise of FEMA. And, you know, you go see Godzilla, and FEMA's the savior saving the children. But in the real world, boys and girls, FEMA's taking over all the land of this country and getting ready to force relocate people. And we'll be over NORTHCOM and the Department of Rural Affairs that is publicly a Pentagon operation. Now, you go look up Obama's executive order. It's to reorganize farming in this country under executive action and boots on the ground, and is deploying plainclothes military into every small town in America. And, of course, you remember the last year they, quote, passed a law saying we can now have the military involved domestically in PSYOPs lying to you. And then the first PSYOP was to have earlier this year the Undersecretary of Defense. He gave a press conference. We wrote an article about it. It was the cover of the magazine. He came out and said, because of Drudge Report, we can no longer lie. Drudge Report and other new media, we have to start telling the truth. And in the interest of telling the truth, we're now going to come into your towns and cities and work with all new media. And that means pay them money. In some cases, small local blogs will get $200,000 or more to sell out. And you're going to see a lot of that suddenly. People are going to take their 30 pieces of silver, and they're all going to attack you-know-who. The big lesson test is they'll attack InfoWars, they'll attack Roland Daly, they'll attack Grudge. And it's Cass Sunstein cognitive infiltration stuff. And we've already seen it really heat up. And most of them don't even hide the fact they're FBI operatives, informants, and others. There's the headline. Government promises to stop lying because of Drudge Report. Shows the power of real media in breaking through the electronic Berlin Wall. Adan Salazar, Alex Jones, wrote that article. But then we go in later in the article, admit, though, that overall you got like 400-plus PSYOP officers in the room, civilian and military, looking so depressed, shaking their heads, freaking out, crying in the press conference, asking questions. Like the woman goes, I'm tired of lying. No one likes me. And everybody's shaking their head going, honey, you don't get it. We're announcing we're not going to lie because we're getting ready to really lie. The PSYOP's on them. That's why you got to watch the hour-long press conference. People are shaking their heads. They're freaking out, throwing their pencils down. I mean, this is such treason you're seeing. But they're saying we come in peace. Oh, we're going to go out now and not lie anymore. We're just going to operate domestically. Well, the room full of people at the Pentagon knows they've been operating domestically up one side and down the other. I was on 590 FM one morning for like 2 hours as a guest, and as I was walking out, I saw this fellow walk in to promote an anti-gun agenda, and I noticed how he was talking in the coffee room on his cell phone, his bearing. And I looked at him and I said, you're not just with a Bloomberg group. I said, you're an Army officer, aren't you? I could just tell he was a Special Forces guy. And he looked evil. And he goes, Alex Jones. And he's had this arrogant, you know, they feel so good because they're with the system. He's laughed at me in the coffee room. And he goes, yeah, I'm with the military. And I go, you're running a PSYOP. And I guess he didn't think I was recording because I wasn't. He just arrogantly went, yeah, we are. You can't stop us. And shoved past me. I went in the radio room before they went live. And I said, this guy admits he's a PSYOP. And I got to be honest, I was starting to bow up a little bit. I mean, I was really, what he was doing was illegal at that time. I don't care if they pass some law saying it's legal, it's illegal. But man, here was U.S. Army engaged in a PSYOP against my guns. I mean, I just, I just really got in my craw. Like, I'm getting angry right now. I'm getting chills just remembering that. Because now they're operating all over the place, and folks, they're coming after everything. And here's the deal. Most military people are great folks. That's why the military is waking up across the board. Over 80% that I talked to are fully awake now because of this attempt to take over. The system doesn't care. They'll take the 10, 15%, 20% that will go along with it. They're going to promote them. And these people see us as the enemy, and they're coming. They're coming. And here's the Washington Times with the document that says they are prepared with the drones and everything else for war with us. But then what Bill Gertz won't do, because he's such a journalist, is it's already so alarmist, they water down the article. And I get why they do that. That's what they do. I do the opposite. They go on and, you know, basically break down the whole attack plan against us in the article. What we do is we take this and then show all the old articles where it's for the Tea Party, gun owners, everybody, and point out, hey, by the way, it isn't just for domestic dissent against the general American people. It's specifically against folks that follow the Constitution and Bill of Rights. We're the enemy because this is a foreign illegal occupation like the Vichy French under Hitler. This is real. This is real. And the Pentagon is speaking out. There are good people in there guaranteed knowing they're being spied on and are warning Bill Gertz about it. So if you're in the military, if you're in the FBI, the Secret Service, if you're in the system, I don't care what it is, you better stand up for America right now and speak out publicly or internally about this, because there's a civil war going on right now by the globalists politically to take this country over. We've got to expose this is going on. We've got to expose the globalists that they are meeting in secret illegally in Copenhagen. We got to admit the conspiracy theorists were right. We've all got to admit we're in trouble. And then even though it's incredible, it's happening. History is incredible. Truth is stranger than fiction. And this is happening now. And this is an epic time to be alive. And it's an honor to be alive right now, being able to speak out against this and expose it. Now, David Knight joins us. Been there for over a day now in Copenhagen, Denmark, covering Bilderberg. A lot has happened. And he's there to break it down with us a little bit in the next hour. Then Paul Watson's going to join us, and we're going to have open phones the entire second half of the transmission. I know you guys are also getting a lot of national, international TV coverage of what you're doing. So very effective, only 24 hours into coverage. Great job, David Knight. Give us your report.
Well, Alex, I'm here kind of in a news box.
You got to love it. There goes his Skype.
Well, I mean, we see what's going on here at Bilderberg. I'm not aware of what's going on. I'm listening to you talking about this Bill Gertz report. Did it just go out? Can you see me now?
No, you're good now. Go ahead. It's just a little, okay. There's a delay.
I was just saying, I'm not able to get on the internet here. We have so little connection here. So I was just listening to what you're saying about Bill Gertz. And, you know, people need to understand that we are coming to a real crossroads. They've been talking about all this stuff coming down and the time frame of 2020 to 2025, and they're laying the legal framework for this, they believe, as well as we pointed out over and over again, they're training for it really hard and preparing for it and buying the ammunition. So, you know, it's just like that book, The Fourth Turning, by Strauss and Howe. They point out that although history doesn't repeat itself, it certainly does rhyme, and there's a rhythm to that rhyme. And we see that this is building up. Here at Bilderberg, the topics that they're going to be talking about are going to include the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the same thing for the Transatlantic Partnership. They're going to start putting together the pieces, the trade agreements that the Trilateral Commission has essentially been talking about doing since 1973. They came with the Trilateral Commission. What they did was they joined Europe, North America, and Asia. And now we see the elements. We see the actual elements that they were planning with Bilderberg. But to get you up to date on what's happening here, if you turn around here, Josh, you can see they've expanded the barricades quite a bit since we were here last night.
I heard Josh got assaulted, and then we have video that's about to be uploaded to that. We can show that in a moment.
We've had, for the most part, the police have been extremely cordial, even lifting up lines for us. And, you know, they'll be very nice, but, boy, if you cross them, they will come down on you just like any cops. Now, Josh was just preparing to come to this shoot, and he had the camera in his hand, and somebody called the police in our hotel. He was walking out of our hotel with a camera in his hand. They called the police, and Karen was filming somewhere else, and she saw the police running, and she didn't know they were coming for Josh, and then she saw them cornering Josh. I should let you talk to Josh and let him tell you what happened. Josh, why don't you tell them what happened in your own words here? Because I was filming people arriving.
Yeah, so I was leaving the hotel, and I had my camera, which I've had all day long, and the cops run up to me and say they need my ID. They need me to prove that I'm staying in the hotel because someone called the police on me because I'm not really sure why. I guess because now cameras are scary.
Yeah, they're only allowed to spy on us and take all our liberties, but we can't be journalists in a major capital city. Please continue, though, with what they did to you, because we just showed some video of them roughing somebody else up.
Yeah, the video's going to be up soon, but they stopped me not far from here. I was coming to do this broadcast, and they detained me. They wouldn't let me leave, and I asked them, didn't they think it was more important to maybe cover what these guys are doing in this building than to detain someone who's simply walking with a camera, which I've been doing all day and haven't done anything wrong? And they couldn't answer, obviously. And just earlier, separately, there was a guy right behind where we are now. This video is coming up, too, who was being patted down, groped, and harassed by police because he was standing looking at the building and looking at all of these the blockades, everything blocked off.
Wow, what a free country. What a free society where you look in a capital city at a major hotel with barriers being put up. You don't do that, slave. This is North Korea. I mean, Copenhagen, Denmark.
Hey, this is Steve Sanchez. Worried about the Wall Street Casino? Yeah, me too. Wondering when the stock market is going to collapse? You probably want answers, but you know you can't trust the global elite. Well, my good friend Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, has created a DVD set called The Millionaire Black Box. And for a limited time, you get free access. Call 1-800-259-3131. Find out how the global elite invests without having to deal with the global elite themselves. 1-800-259-3131. 1-800-259-3131.
Gentlemen, in search of a million-dollar smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention? Then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
This is Scottish John for Infowars.com. I know that most of you here in this commercial already know about the New World Order, eugenics, and all the other issues covered here at Infowars. The question is, do your friends and family know? If not, then I want to know why. Oh, I know it's tough to talk about this with some people. They might call you names, or they just want to talk about sports or soap operas. I say, so what? There's a battle going on out there right now. The ammunition is information, and the soldiers are you. It's time to transform your game from passive listening to active participant. We from Scotland have had our skin in this game for the greater part of the last 1,000 years. And I'm still fighting. If we don't all stand up right now, we're going to lose everything. The InfoWar is worldwide. Tell your friends about InfoWars and let them know that InfoWars doesn't print bull. It's real journalism and news backed up by documented facts. Step up and take your friends and family to InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv and PlanetInfoWars.com. The truth will set them free.
Imagine world leaders. city, and reporters want to cover it and walk out of their own hotel with a camera. Why? Rough somebody up. Call the police immediately. Oh, my gosh. If people want to stand across the street and stare at the world leaders arriving, let's arrest them. Let's beat them up. And this is the same thing if it's in the U.S., if it's in England, if it's in Spain, if it's in Greece, this goes on. But then there's always a public backlash and the police back off. I got to say, the police did not act like this any in England last year. I had seen it in videos from more than a decade ago. So it's important to go out and cover this to show they're acting like this to keep societies free. But really out of control to see this type of behavior going on. Meanwhile, the globalists are working as hard as they can to destroy those police officers' lives, but they don't care. They've been chosen because they will attack the people. Josh, finishing up the points you were making.
Right. So this actually just happened. I mean, that's we're kind of a little bit we were scrambling to make sure that we got on because they were detaining me and not letting me leave. And right before that, I just said there was a guy right behind us here. He was standing there looking at the barricades, and the cops came up, made him take his shoes off, patted him down because apparently he was a threat for looking at these barricades.
And I want to be clear, you're in the free speech zone right now, it looks like, or off of the side of the hotel. So if you're just there on a city street, you're evil.
Yeah, exactly. And then before that, another video that's being uploaded right now, right behind David, right in front of the hotel, there was a guy filming. Cops came up, told him to give them his ID and to turn around and leave. And he refused to do it, so they grabbed him and they roughed him up. They drug him across the street, across traffic, and took him behind a screen where the elite are going into their hotel rooms. They took him behind the screen, and it looked like they were beating him.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, Josh, that's a bunch of security over there at that picnic table, isn't it? Maybe after the break comes, we should go over and try to interview them in North Korea, formerly Denmark, now under Nazi control or Soviet-style oppressive control, authoritarian control. I mean, you want to go talk to the gods, or maybe they'll beat you. What do you want to do?
Yeah, sure, let's do it. We're actually surrounded by police right now. Police are outnumbering people here, so... I feel safe.
You feel safe? Well, don't worry. Maybe they just brought that person behind the screen so Henry Kissinger could do a proctology exam.
More than likely. I hope so.
Well, you know, that's what the TSA is for, is to condition us to be slaves, to treat us that we have no rights, that we have no dignity. It's prisoner induction training. So what did the police, are they local Copenhagen police? What did they say to you while they were talking to you?
Well, I asked if I could leave. They said no. They said that they needed my ID and my room key, and I refused to give it to them, and they said they were not going to let me go unless I gave it to them. So just for time's sake, because we were rushing over here to get on the air, I said, fine, I'll give you it, but I need to leave. So I gave them my ID. I gave them my room key, which didn't have my number on it.
By the way, we're showing the footage of them beating the guy right now. Hey, they ought to put up police screens everywhere where they can taser, beat, and kill you. We can call them murder rooms. Well, no, actually, loving, trendy rooms. And then they can have a guillotine in them. You know what I mean?
Total genius.
Oh, yeah, you can see it in the footage. They're beating him. Oh, yeah, they are. Oh, stomping him.
Got over here.
Oh, so we have footage of the police beating people in torture rooms and trying to chase a reporter. That is sensational headline right there. That is sensational. A guy catches the beating and the police try to get him. Whoa, stay there, folks. We're coming back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I don't know what it is. Ralph just won't pay any attention to me. When he comes home from work, all he ever does is play video games and go to sleep. It's like I don't even exist.
Oh, Betty, that's just awful.
Does this seem familiar? If the answer to this question is yes, then listen carefully. Toxic pesticides, GMO foods and additives, BPA plastics, contaminated water supplies, many of these toxic additives are deliberately engineered to attack and weaken human masculinity. It's part of the eugenics population control movement. Look it up. If men are more interested in online gaming than they are in their wives. A serious population crisis is soon to follow. Energize the man in your life with Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com. It's designed to aid the body in ways that help invigorate your natural systems without artificial testosterone, completely free of GMOs, harmful additives, gluten, and is made right here in the USA. Get your Super Male Vitality right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.